What's up? I am Chris Johnson, and I know that I don't always react in the proper way to situations. Oftentimes, I say shit that I shouldn't say. I do shit that I shouldn't do. Maybe I'll make a face at you. Maybe I'll make a face that I shouldn't make. I'll react in a weird fucking way that'll kind of throw a wrench in the gears. But I do my best, honest to God. I do my best not to create really awkward situations. A lot of that shit is just like, you know, maybe ill-timed jokes or some shit like that. But these are like basic situations. Like maybe you're at like a work meeting and you say something you shouldn't say and it's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, ease up a little bit. I think like in big situations though, people usually know how to act. Like if somebody dies, you usually know how to act. You're not going to go fucking whoop it up with somebody if somebody just dies. And that brings me to something that happened at work recently. Somebody fucking died. Now, this isn't going to be morbid. This isn't going to be macabre. It's not going to be any of that shit. I didn't know this person. I had nothing to do with this person. Their cube, because we all sit in cubicles. It's a fucking huge building. Like, thousands of people work there. So, like, the cube was, like, a section or two over. And I walked into work one day, and there was a whole bunch of flowers at a random desk. And then I thought, well, I wonder what the fuck's going on there. I never fucking thought that somebody was dead. And there were some balloons. There were some balloons up. And the balloon said, like, you're awesome. You know, thank you. One balloon was a smiley face with sunglasses. Another balloon was like a smiley face, but you know, the winky smiley face, the old winky face. So I see those fucking balloons, I see the flowers, and I think, wow, dude, maybe somebody got married or some shit. And then you find out later on that somebody died. They're like, no, dude, that person in the section died. It's like, holy fuck. Do they know why? No, nobody knows why. It's a big fucking mystery. Then I start like flashing back to like the movie Outbreak or 28 Days Later. What's the fucking, the newer movie with like the fucking pandemic? I start thinking about all that shit and I'm like, oh my God. Do they know? Do we need to fucking scrub down? What the fuck's going around? A lot of people are getting sick. Did this motherfucker get sick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's sad and you feel bad, but like it's weird. Like when you don't know a person at all, there's like no connection to it. Like I remember when I was in high school, one of my buddies died. And, like, I remember being really fucked up about it. But, like, the people that don't know him are just going through their day all fucking cheery, like nothing went wrong. And I remember, like, being pissed at those people. But the more you think about it, it's fucking unfair. They didn't have any connection to this person. They don't fucking know him. So what are they going to care? I mean, I'm sure they're not fucking happy somebody's dead. I wasn't happy that the guy in the next fucking section over is dead. But I couldn't even tell you what he looked like. Here's my bitch, though. If somebody fucking dies, why are you putting fucking balloons with a smiley face and fucking sunglasses up at his fucking cubicle? What the fuck is that shit? Don't you think if somebody fucking died, first of all, no balloons. No balloons. Why the fuck? There were those metal like Mylar balloons that you would buy for like birthday parties and shit. If somebody fucking dies, who's thinking like, I gotta get the balloons? It's not a fucking birthday party. It's not a fucking slumber party, assholes. It's not a fucking quinceanera. It's not a goddamn graduation. Keep those fucking balloons in the goddamn store. Don't fucking buy that shit and hang it up in the fucking cube next door so dumb fuckers like me look over there and think like, hey, congratulations, I wonder what this guy's up to. Maybe he's got a promotion. Oh, no, he's dead. You didn't know? Oh, I didn't know what was supposed to fucking tip me off. The fucking winky face? The winky face balloon was supposed to let me know that a guy fucking died? Christ all fucking mighty. The hell's the matter with you guys? I don't know who fucking bought the fucking winky face balloon, or the fucking sunglasses with the big smile balloon. I'm gonna go on a limb and say, not appropriate for a workplace death. My God. I mean, to me, that's fucking morbid, isn't it? Isn't that fucking morbid? Isn't if somebody fucking dies and you go out and buy a smiley face balloon and hang it at his fucking desk, isn't that morbid? Isn't that kind of fucking creepy? And like, I was having these thoughts at work, but I didn't know how to bring them up. I don't want to sound like a fucking asshole. I don't know what you're thinking. Since when do you give a shit about sounding like an asshole? Well, I mean, I guess I don't. But I don't want people to think that I'm like celebrating the fucking death of somebody by making a goddamn joke. But like, you know, I'd have to say it quietly. Like once we found out, I'd be like, dude, you see those fucking balloons over there? And they're like, yeah. And I'd be like, don't you think maybe a little inappropriate for a death? Huh? The fucking thank you, you're awesome balloon? Maybe a little inappropriate for a death, huh? Maybe we could do without the winky face. I think we gotta think about how we're gonna fucking honor the dead. Especially at work. You see that shit at like roadside memorials too. I run a lot. And there's this roadside memorial by my apartment complex that's probably been there for like a year and a half, 2 years. And there's like teddy bears and shit. And they're like hanging on this chain link fence. And they're all, like, fucking, like, molded over and, like, black now. It looks like a fucking unholy altar at that point. Like, it looks weird and scary, like it belongs in a fucking horror film. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. Death sucks. Dealing with it sucks. And I think everybody just wants to honor the memory of somebody. And sometimes they just don't think, maybe that's not a good idea. So I implore you, if anybody ever dies, keep that fucking Winky balloon in the goddamn car. You don't want to break that shit out. Well, that was cheery, huh? I'll be back again on Sunday or Wednesday. Those are the new episode days. You can send me a tweet on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can catch the podcast on Podbean, the app or the website. Every single episode is on Podbean. Or, if you're more of an iTunes person, why don't you try Apple Podcasts? Why don't you try that shit on Google Play for the Androids, and then, you know, wherever else you fucking find it, knock yourself out, okay?